All right, welcome to the Zionsville Triathlon and Cycling Podcast. You got Lauren and Bill today. Before we get started, I just want to do a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Be Happy Peanut Butter.
Our delicious sponsor.
Yes, very, very good sponsor. They do amazing peanut butter options, flavored with lovely ingredients such as chocolate, pretzels, cherries, all kinds of things. Got to check them out.
Good pre-race, pre-ride fuel. That's actually legit. I usually have that before a race.
That's true.
A couple spoonfuls, so. Today, I guess this is number one. This is podcast numero uno, so everyone listening, you're part of history. It's a big deal. Save this. Save this podcast. It'll be worth
millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. So we'll give you a quick overview of what this podcast is going to try to be about. I'm sure we'll go off topic a multitude of times, and not just today's, but just what we're doing with our podcasts. Give you the quickest version. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I feel like the everyday triathlete is underserved in the podcast market. You know, there's not a lot of information out there for the everyday. I mean, there is, but applying it to the everyday is more difficult than it is to like a age group contender or a pro athlete, so pro triathlete. So I felt like maybe we'd get out here and maybe kind of talk about more of the real how the back half or the back quarter actually does this stuff and field questions and try to find answers and all that stuff. And we'll eventually do reviews on stuff. I think we plan on having guests on the show. We plan on doing, probably some from a brewery, maybe all of them from a brewery. Maybe we'll always be drunk. I don't know. We'll have to see how this plays out. But yeah, there's the next idea. Hammered podcast.
Yeah. That'll be great.
It's fun. So yeah, we'll have to we'll see how that works. So, so like I said, we really just want this to be more geared towards newer triathletes and the triathletes who are not trying to qualify for Kona, or maybe you still are trying to qualify for Kona, but you're just it's not as easy as okay, great, we've got to put in 24-hour weeks and. It really is just more for the person doing the Ironman saying, I'm hoping to finish in under 17 hours. Or, man, I did, I'll use myself as an example. I finished in 15:46 last time. I just want to beat that time. I just feel like I said, those people are a little underserved. There's not a lot of information out for them and people who can't put in the long weeks. And we're hoping this podcast will help bridge that gap. And we'll talk about real life reviews and, of course, everything being said, if you have a ton of money, you can just buy it all. If you don't, try to find some products that maybe would be helpful for you.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you think? Give me your thoughts on what you want this podcast to be and what you're wanting to do.
Well, I think you did a great job summarizing it there. The basic idea is there's not a lot of information about people just trying to get through triathlons or different distances, whether it's a sprint or a full distance one. But like you said, you're not trying to qualify for Kona. You're just trying to get through it. And you want to be able to have a life outside of triathlons, not do this full time. It's not your way of making money. So you gotta make a job. You have to have a job to make money somewhere else. But in the meantime, you want to do these triathlons. So you gotta have some resources or some things that are helpful information that you can look at or read or listen to, in this case, for podcasts, that can help you get through those triathlons as best you can with your budgets, with your lifestyle, with everything that goes on in your day-to-day activities. So that's hopefully what we want to try and bring is our own personal experience to you, the listener, and hopefully you can gain some insight and have some fun as well.
Yeah, really, I think that's the kind of the key thing. It's really about having fun. As I'm saying that, I'm sitting here thinking, what? Ironman's not fun. Shut up, Lauren. At least for me, an Ironman will never be fun. It's a long day. But try to make it fun. And again, our team that we ride and run with, the Zionsville Triathlon and Cycling Team, our team is geared around fun. We don't we still have training sessions. We still have group rides twice a week. We group run. We try to get some swims in. But, you know, we also have, during the summer, we try to have, we have two donut rides and three bike and brews where we ride to a brewery and then have a beer and ride to another one and have a beer. And we have fun.
Those are fabulous.
Yeah. I think that's actually a big part of this is, you know, go out there and have fun. Find a team you gel with. And I'm not saying our team is the right way, but, you know, just because you're not on our team doesn't mean you can't listen to our podcast. feel free to say, yeah, this is for everybody. But, you know, find a team that works well for you. And like I said, if you're wanting to qualify for Kona, our team probably isn't the best one. If there was a beer stand in Kona, we might be a good one. Or a donut stand. There is a donut ride. I don't know if I sent you that information, Bill. But there's a donut ride in Ohio. It's got three or four distances, but you get like, for each donut you eat, you get a minute off your time or something.
Nice.
Like that.
Yeah. So the more you eat, the faster you are, huh?
Yeah. I think I may have found my calling. I finally found a race. I might be able to put up some numbers in. Like, cool. Now that one I'm going to be serious about. Now we'll have a serious podcast for the serious donut riders.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can't eat a dozen, you don't belong here. So we'll see how that works. Man, I don't think anything I can put back. I could probably do a dozen over 60 miles. Like one's like a 62 mile. The long one's a 62 mile course or 60 something. And yeah, I could probably do a dozen donuts.
No, we're gonna have to try that. That sounds like fun.
Goals for next year. Probably not the best thing to try during an Ironman training year, but yeah. So we'll see how that works. Yeah, there actually are some fun rides out there that I think. You know, that are just rides. They're just exactly that. We have the Hilly, our team, for the Hilly every year. We go down and camp out at the, it was Ellettsville High School, I think. Yeah, Ellettsville High School. We camp out, and they have this big open grass area up at the tennis courts, and it's for the Hilly 100, and it's a camping area. We camp, our team, we have some people that go early and get five or six spots, and we all camp out, and you know, we'll make food there. We'll go grab food because there's a brewery close. Upland's pretty close. There's some restaurants, and we have a good time that whole weekend. You know, some 2 days of riding, but we have a fun time. And again, that's just another example of kind of what we're our team. You know, what I think we want to be about. This is kind of what we're thinking. You know, we want to have fun, and that's really what it's about. Although the Hilly 100 is hilly.
There are still hills, yes.
Yeah, it's actually a week. It's the week after Ironman. So,
you're well rested.
I feel like it's going to go one of two ways. I'm going to be able to climb like a champ and be like, yeah, 56 miles, nothing, finish the day, be like, yeah, that was great. Or it's going to go the exact opposite way, where mile three, I'm still going to be tired. So
I'm going to go back to camp and have a beer.
Yeah, exactly. Place your bets now on what happens. So, For our podcast, we have ways, zionsvilletryteam@gmail.com is our email address. Feel free to email us with ideas. If you want to see reviews or you have some reviews, like, hey, you know, I was looking at helmets. I've tried seven, and here are my thoughts. Or maybe we could even have on the show. If you, like I said, you'd like to see something reviewed, you'd like to have a topic discussed. If you have questions, comments, feel free to email us or go on our Facebook page, Zionsville Triathlon and Cycling Team Facebook page. I just looked that up on Facebook and it'll pop up. I don't know how that all fancy stuff works. I mean, maybe now with these phones, you can just think about it and it'll pop up on your phone.
Just think about it, yeah.
Yeah, the government's watching, so they'll know. But yeah, you can go on there, you know, and say, hey, I'd love to have you guys talk about, heart rate zones for triathlon, and if it's something we know about, we'll talk about it. If it's something we don't know about, we'll try to get somebody that does. I know here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a running coach on. He is a collegiate level running coach. He is a fantastic runner. I'll have a story when he comes on. I'll have to tell this funny story about him. So you guys have to wait for that. But yeah, great runner. He's going to be on the show soon, and we have some people coming on, but, you know, there's just a lot of information out there, and, you know, obviously we don't have all of it, but we're going to try to do our best to get it, but, you know, hopefully this stuff will help, and this running coach, although he's used to college athletes, he can apply it to, because he has, for me, apply it to the everyday, and I'm not trying to run the volume, and definitely not the speed these college runners are. Oh, yeah, we're going out at some slow 5:30 miles for the first five. He's telling me a workout, and I thought, yeah.
Not going to happen.
I'm going to need my bike, and even then I'm going to be struggling. So, you know, yeah, that's – and like I said, the main point of this is I think just that everyday market is underserved. You know, not like I said earlier, not everybody's trying to go to – I mean, everyone wants to go to Kona. But not everybody is able to, which I really wish they would. I have an idea. I wish they'd bring the lottery back, and I know they can't because they got in trouble. But I have a way. I have a way they can bring it back. So I'm gonna give everybody my thoughts here. Hopefully this makes its way to Iron Man and they implement it. If every athlete, so they can't, you can't. They, what they used to do is you pay $50 and you get put in a lottery. Every year you do it in a row gets you an extra entries. I think that's right, right? So if you do,
I believe
two,
so. Yeah,
yeah. Two, if you do it 2 years in a row, you get two entries. 3 years, yeah. So what you do is instead of having them pay $50, because I know Iron Man still wants to make money off this because they look like they're pretty cash strapped.
Yeah, they never make any money off these.
No. Yeah, they lose money. They're just doing it for the heart. Just yeah, they want to. Is anytime you sign up for a Ironman branded, of course, 70.3, you get one entry into the lottery. And for a full Ironman, you get two entries. And you start and end it on the Kona date. So it starts the day of the race of Kona. So I don't know what day it is, but it's usually in October. So I'd say October 15th is when it is. On October 15th, it starts this thing. So any race you sign up from October 15th to the following 14th of the next year, you get spots, and maybe you actually have a week in between so they can tally it up and do whatever computer stuff they have to do. And then on the Saturday before Kona, they announce the lottery winner. So that way, you're already paying for a race, so it's just added into your race bonus, but it gets the everyday triathlete an opportunity to go to Kona. And if you are an age group, if you're already going to Kona, you don't get it. Sorry. If you're going because you won an age group, you know, sorry, tough luck. You got there on your merit. You don't get a lottery spot. Not that they want one anyway, but yeah. And then, you know, you can't win 2 years in a row, stuff like that. Cause there's really the only other way besides qualifying, which is extremely difficult, is the legacy program, which,
is still difficult.
Yeah. I mean, 12 Ironmans. And I think I was doing some more research. I thought it was, you had to do 12 and one every year, but I think I was incorrect. You have to do 12. But I think the last 3 or 4 years have to be one every year. But nonetheless.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. All right.
As we said, those things cost, I mean, with your entry fee and hotel and food, it's $2,000 easy. That's easy. I think that's getting off real light. And for 12, that's $24,000. It's a lot of money.
Minimum, so, yeah.
So that's, you know, that's really more for the wealthy individual. And I think you can maybe buy foundation spots, which are usually
very expensive.
Anyone doesn't know what Ironman Foundation is, they actually I don't know what they do. That's so sad. But I'll tell you how they take your money. For any Ironman, if it's full, they'll have Ironman Foundation spots. Now, it is a charity, so I like what they're doing. They're raising the money for charity. But they essentially charge you two entry fees. They double the entry fee. The one entry fee goes to your entry. The other half goes to the charity, which is great. But again, now you've got to have a nice bankroll to do that, because these are $800 entries, and now you got to pay $1,600 for your entry. Like, yeah, I mean, and you know, there are people I'm sure that could do it, but $1,600 is a lot of money to me. And if I did that, you know, now I'm broke. Now I'm camping out. I'm sleeping, at the
on the beach somewhere.
Yeah. So, I would like to see them implement the lottery again without, maybe don't call it the lottery, or just, you know, a raffle off some spots. And I do think they should do what they're doing with the 70.3 for the full world championship, is they have the women's on one day and the men's on the next. That way, instead of having 3,000 people on one day, both men and women, now you can have 3,000 women and 3,000 men, or 2,000 women and 3,000 men if they're, and I don't mean that to give women the short end of the stick, but they have less numbers. I don't know if less qualify or you know, make it equal. Let's not get into one of those debates. Make it equal. 3,000 apiece. Or right, 2,000 yeah. apiece or whatever, yeah.
But, you're basically doubling your entry or chances to get into one of those events.
Your costs are probably, you know, I'm sure that's not a cheap race to do, but I feel like the town of Kona, it's been there long enough, and it's a moneymaker for them. Trust me. I when we went to Kona, we booked well in advance. We went to Kona for just honeymoon, not the race. We went in August, and we got a good rate, but we looked at the rates had we gone Ironman week, and I mean they're quadruple, if not more.
That sounds some of the about
condos,
right.
Yeah, some of the condos are even more. I was amazed. So it's not they make a lot of money. The town makes a ton of money. I mean, I can't imagine the money that the town. So I don't think they'll mind closing down the streets for 2 days. So the town itself, I think, likes the race. Like they enjoy getting out there, and you know, I'm sure they know their ways to get around if there's something going on. So I think a two-day race would be fun. So there's my Ironman and Kona rant. Hopefully someone from Ironman picks this up and
Please pass this on to them if you hear this.
Picks up the ball and starts running. I actually know somebody there. I should have this idea, but you know, getting it implemented, I'm sure it's difficult. I'm sure that you'll say, it's not as easy as you think and X, Y, Z, which is probably true. It's not as easy as I think, I'm sure, but you know, it would be fun to see that. I would love to be able to have the chance to go to race in Kona. I don't know how I do, but you know, I'd rather go and try than not. So
right, at least have the chance to do it. Yes.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Just the weather, the wind is what would scare me on the bike. You just hear these nightmare stories. Although they have a half there now, I don't know if you know that.
They do. Well, that's cool.
It starts farther north. It doesn't start in Kona, but it uses the bike course, the northern loop part of the thing. They go to Javi and back. Mal and I were looking at the dates. My wife and I, that's where we honeymooned for our 5 year. We're going back, which is next year. And we looked at the dates to see if we could sneak in and do it, like sign up for it and do the half there. We thought that'd be pretty cool.
Is that a qualifying one, or can anybody sign up for it?
Anybody. It's just a regular old half.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the other thing they could do is they could, at some other point in time in the year, just have a regular race at Kona. And if you qualify for the World Championship at Kona, you do not qualify for this race. And they just have a regular old race in Kona. Look at that. Just thought of a new idea already. Just sitting here. I'm just full of ideas. Full of ideas. I just want to race at Kona. Like I said, I say that now, and then I guarantee you it gets close. And I thought, oh, man, I don't want to race here. It is hot. It was hot in August. It's always hot. They're about to get hit with a hurricane, actually.
That's right. They are.
Yeah. When we were honeymooning there, two hurricanes hit. One hit the island. One came close. But Kona, interestingly enough, here's your fun fact for the day, people. Kona is protected by the three mountains, Mauna Kea, Mauna Lea, and Mauna something else, or another mountain. And Mauna Lea, Mauna Kea.
All right. There's three.
Three mountains. And they're called the Three Sisters. And when the hurricanes hit the north side, they always hit the kind of from the other side. Those three sisters or the three mountains protect them.
That's cool.
So when it hit, like we were like told like evacuation plans. They got all the stuff at Lanai. We had rain for 5 minutes when the hurricane hit. 5 minutes.
That's it.
And that was it. I'm like, oh, all right. It got a little windy. Yeah, got a little windy. We were actually riding the bike course earlier that day, and as it was coming in. And the Ironman bike course, and just a little bit of it. And on our way out, so I guess our way towards Javi, although we only rode 20 miles total, we were going probably 14 miles per hour. I was pulling, that was when I was in real good cycling shape, because I was training for Wisconsin. And I was pulling my wife, you know, she was drafting me, and I was still going like 14 miles, just everything I could. So finally my wife says, we got to turn around, I'm beat. Okay, and the wind is just brutal. We turn around. I kid you not, we're doing 25. I think we pedaled 10 strokes in the 7 miles until the turns back down or something like that. I mean, we just didn't have to pedal. The wind was so strong, it just pushed us all along.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it was nice. So, we're going to go back hopefully this August, and I'll ride some more of the course maybe. We'll see.
So that wind is kind of like central Indiana on a windy day here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's actually funny. That's exactly what I thought of. I thought, you know, when you're out in these cornfields, because Indiana's so flat, and these cornfields or soybean fields, even because they're even shorter, you know, there's just nothing to protect you from wind. So the wind just picks up, and people don't really think about Indiana being windy, but it is. I've actually had – I talked to some people, some guys. There were three or four of them from Colorado, and they're on a cycling team, like a – maybe not a professional, like Tour de France cycling team, but like, you know, one of their teams underneath them, something like that, kind of like a semi-pro cycling team. And they were here training, and I thought – where are you guys from? Right? I think I asked them, where are you from? They go, oh, we're from Colorado. I was like, you're training here? What am I missing? You're doing this wrong. I don't know who your coach is, but you're doing this wrong. I go, no. You guys have – our next race is on a flat course, but it's really windy. And so they were told to come train here in the wind.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was flat and windy.
You got it.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. So, yeah, speaking of what Bill and I were talking about, a ride we may be doing tomorrow, we have 15 mile per hour winds. So,
which isn't terrible, but it's still.
No, I've been getting away with 10 and under recently. I think we've been getting spoiled.
We've been lucky.
Yeah, the spring we weren't. There were some pretty rough winds in the springtime. But, yeah, no, we've been doing pretty good.
You still don't like to ride into a headwind, though. That's not always fun, but you got to get through it somehow.
Yeah, well, they say if you ride into a headwind, it's similar to hill training. So I like neither. So I like to head, 80 miles north and just have a tailwind the whole time. That's good training, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
You got to have tailwind training. You got to know what it feels like to have that tailwind.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very, very important. See, these are the things that this podcast wants to answer. If you guys want to you want to train easy, well, just drive north and have somebody drop you off and just get a tailwind the whole time. These are the things we're trying to do, not the other way around. See, other podcasts will tell you, go into the wind and then have somebody drive you back so you can go into the wing again. No, that's silly. That's silly talk. Yeah, you're only going to get tired doing that. So you want the tailwind the entire time. So maybe a slight headwind just to start to get yourself feeling good, warm up. But I actually was I've been reading some. So for those out there listening, Bill and I are doing Ironman Chattanooga here, and coming like up, a month, yeah, like 5 weeks,
5 weeks.
Yeah, so we should probably start training. By the way,
yeah, any day now we can.
I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow will be day one of training. Yeah, no, kidding. I've actually been training a ton, and again, that's one of these things this podcast is going to hopefully address is I've been listening to these training programs and every single one is like, oh, you're only here? Oh, you suck and won't finish and will probably die. And what you've been doing is like, whoa, am I really that far behind? I mean, everything's telling me I'm far behind and I'm not thrilled about it. Actually, I'm looking at one right now. Let me get to what week. If this was a 24, I can scroll faster than I can. So we would be on week 19 here. I'm just seeing what they have.
What you should be doing at this time?
What should be happening.
Relationship to your race?
Yeah, actually, what I'm actually doing. So we should have today is, well, see, it's all kind of messed up. It's Friday, so it says swim fartlek. I'll never not laugh at that word. Sprint, plus sprint, 2,900 yards. That's actually not bad. I can do that. Then a steady state bike for an hour 30. Tomorrow, bike 2 hours and 30 minutes, then run 55 minutes. That's actually not bad. So I'll look this up. And then Sunday, 3,700 yards, then a long hour run. Oh, no, I was on the wrong one. Sorry. Oh, look at this. Week 19, Monday, relax.
You get a day off?
Well, so and for those of you that probably are like, what are you talking about? That's a day off? A lot of these plans have one day off, and this one actually still only has one day off. But I was listening to another podcast – I liked some of the content, but then I've decided I can't listen to it. And that's actually what made me do this because it's just very judgmental. And anyway, the guy was like, you take a Monday off, you're an idiot. You start your week with a day off, you're an idiot. Well, I have a Monday off. Monday's my off day, so I'm an idiot. Thanks, buddy. So anyway, sorry. If this were the week, this is how it should have gone. Monday, relax. Tuesday, a swim base of 58 minutes. That's actually not bad, but the problem is they probably think I'm going to be finishing the swim in like an hour and 10, which is not true. A tempo bike of an hour and 50 minutes. Wednesday, tempo run of 44 minutes. Very weird numbers. Thursday, a brick, 2 hours. Hour and a half on the bike, 30 on the run. Friday, 2,900 yards. And then a bike for an hour 45. And Saturday, a recovery run for 40 minutes and a long... So recovery run, 40 minutes, but a long bike of 5 hours and 30 minutes.
And on the Sunday, same day?
Yeah.
So you got a recovery run and a super long bike.
Yeah. I'm not really sure that all, works. I don't know. Like, and the
counterproductive there. It's like,
yeah.
One, your recovery, the other one is workout again. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and the run does but come before the bike. Yeah, then Sunday, a swim of 3,900 and a long run of 2 hours and 40 minutes, so... And that's just to give you an idea of what, and I'm nowhere near any of that. Tuesday I ran 11 miles. I didn't go off. I haven't swam yet this week. No, I haven't. I will, though, I promise. I biked Wednesday, but I didn't go as long as I thought, but we had a person with a flat, so that's not a big deal. I didn't do anything yesterday. Today I will run, maybe, or swim, maybe, or both, maybe.
These are all maybes. And,
yeah, tomorrow or Sunday is a long bike, so yeah. So, I mean, I guess I'm not too far off. 5 hours and 30 minutes, what is that? How long was our 80-mile? Was it 5 hours?
Yeah, it was a little over 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so we seem to add 30 minutes. So maybe we're not as far off as I thought.
Well, it's the multiple days in a row with no breaks are kind of getting in the way of your every day-to-day type things you have to do anyway. So outside of training. That's part of what we struggle with all the time is trying to squeeze in time to train.
Right.
And we do it when we can. But sometimes life gets in the way, so it's tough sometimes. But, you know, you go when you can, and, you know, like on the weekends are probably easier for people. So that's when you do your longer runs and rides.
So that's what I mean. That's how it works for me is, yeah, the weekend is a lot better. So, and, yeah, you know, hopefully we can come up with some good plans, and not just for fulls, for halves. For, you know, I write my wife's training plans, and they worked out. Well, we'll see how they work out.
She's got a big event coming up this weekend.
Yeah, big event. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll kind of close out with the Zionsville Triathlon, which is not our triathlon, by the way, because it steals the first part of our name. But, no, this,
we have that name first.
Local Zionsville Triathlon is this weekend. It is the third annual. It's put on by the Rotary Club of Zionsville. A great event. And here's actually why I say, one, it's a great event because it's in Zionsville. And I think that's fantastic. It's local for us, which is a big deal. Zionsville is a great little town. It is one of those, we have a brick street. If you're not from Zionsville, or if you're from Idaho and you're listening to this, Zionsville is worth, the sprint is worth, okay, maybe not Idaho. So let me reel that in. If you're from Ohio and you're listening to this, it's a great day trip over. Zionsville is a great little town. But the reason I really like our triathlon is it is probably the best first time beginner triathlon that I've personally seen.
Yes, it's a swim, good first timer. Yeah,
yeah. The swim is a 200 in a 50 meter pool, so it's four laps, and the pool I think it starts off at like 3 feet and goes to 3.5 feet or something like that. I mean, you could stand the entire time.
Right.
It's an outdoor pool,
but which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that better, and I like the 50 yards. So you know, it's only four laps and for like eight. But so it's there was somebody who walked essentially most of the swim last year. They had a panic attack, I think. And,
oh, okay. You know, all right.
Really kind of struggled with the swimming, so just started walking it. I mean, you can do that. And the bike is 11 miles and the run is a 5K. So the bike's a mile long, but with the course we have, it's not too bad. There's a couple little hills, but nothing that you couldn't, you know, nothing that's going to be too terribly difficult. But it's a great triathlon. They do a good job putting it on. They try to get as many sponsors as they can. So we have some pretty good sponsors for that. You know, people really come out to help out. And like I said, the community seems to really like it. And it's just a fun event. And this year we have five, as far as I know now, we have five of our women racing in the field. We have one, she is an all-star. She is, I've told her on numerous occasions, if she actually trained, like she trains, but not as hard as she could. If she trained hard, I think she could win half Ironmans, like be a pro. She's fantastic.
She's very good. Yeah.
She'll probably place, last year she placed third overall.
Overall.
Not women overall, overall. Everyone was the third person to finish that race. She's fantastic. Then we have one of our newer members racing. This will be her second triathlon, I believe. So in 2 weeks, actually. So she's really kind of crushing it. We have the fun storyline of this. We have three of the girls who are all friends and all trained together and all have been on the team for the past 3-4 years, all racing each other for the first time ever. They've never been doing the same events. All three are going head to head to head. And it's funny because one is a significantly faster swimmer. One is a better biker and one is a better runner. At least right now, like as it sits, each have their strengths, and I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see what happens. Yeah,
we need to put side bets on it. But yeah, we plan on hopefully having if we can get everything set up, we'll have our team tent there. And we plan on probably doing a podcast from the event. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to some of our athletes racing. We have quite a few athletes volunteering as well. Since it's so local, we ask our team, if you're not racing, volunteer.
Volunteer.
So I'll be on the bike course. So once the race starts, we won't be able to give you a play-by-play, but I'll try to take my thing and record little snippets of how I see them on the bike course. Because that point in time, they're going to start in a row, so 1, 2, 3, they'll be about 20 people back, so the swim, but they'll be able to start in a row, so this will be exciting. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be a good race.
Yeah, so that's this Sunday, August 26th, at the Azion Aqua Pool. If anybody, and there's still, I think, probably room to sign up.
Yes, there is,
to race. Yeah. And there's still room, plenty of room to sign up for volunteering. So if you want to volunteer, you want to race, go for it. Like I said, it's a great event. Good prizes, good raffles and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see you out there. And feel free to come up to the tent.
Say hi to us, yeah.
Yeah, say hi to us. You can join our team. We'll talk about that. You guys can email us about that if you're interested. We don't want to put that on here. But, yeah, no, it's a fun event. Hopefully we'll see some people out there. And we'll hopefully have an exciting race. Yeah, so we'll try to do a podcast once a week. That's our hope here. And next week, we'll come up with something new and fun. If you have ideas, like I said, email us or get a hold of us through Facebook if you have something you want to hear, and we'll do our best to get it on there.
Yeah, that's great. And our Facebook address is Zionsville Tri Team on Facebook. So not.
Oh, I didn't. I see. Look at that. See, I don't know these things. I just know Facebook. It knows, if Facebook knows everything else I want, I figured just people, if they were thinking about it, they'd know.
Yeah. If you just did a search for Zionsville Triathlon and Cycling, we'll still come up, but the actual, our URL or at Zionsville Tri Team is how they actually get to us. So.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. Look at that. Fancy. Bill's our technology, man. He knows it all.
I try to.
So, well, awesome stuff. Hopefully this was a good insight. I know there wasn't a ton of information in this one, but we really just want to kind of tell you what we plan on doing, and hopefully you guys will stick with us, and we can provide some good content for everybody and some fun topics and have some silly stuff, because that's kind of our style, and some mildly serious stuff. And like I said,
yeah, we'll mix it all in there.
Mix it all in there.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Well, until next time, we will. Have a good swim, bike, or run.
That's right. Thanks for listening.